Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Here we go. It's hour four of the GMAC Nation Live, Twin Peaks in Grapevine. Be safe out there if you're heading in. Maybe take a rain jacket. Wow, it is definitely cats and dogs out there. The Doppler looks like Noah's Ark level stuff sitting to the west of us. No. So I guess it's going to stay this way until about 7 o'clock. Then it'll start slowing down, and we'll be rain-free by the time we get to about 9 o'clock tonight. We should be through the worst of it. But, major rain event here as we chat now. We go out to Philadelphia. Brooks Cabina, Eagles beat writer for The Athletic, joining us here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good evening, Brooks. How the heck are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing good. Feeling a little bit better after Cowboys get the win in Week 11. Now, Philly is rolling, and we're just wondering, I mean, how toxic has it gotten? What is the sentiment? What do Eagles fans believe they're looking at? Is their roster on the field really coming into form? But, off the field, plenty of reasons for concern once again.
Well, you've got one of the biggest, best defensive stretches that's happened on the Eagles' history. On the other side, on the offense, a group of highly talented individuals that haven't been able to find a way to get things together consistently. And when that happens, we've seen that over the couple of years. I started covering the Eagles in 2023, and I joined The Athletic covering them at that time, and they were in a six-game stretch of A.J. Brown going for 125 yards, and then the offensive collapse happened thereafter. And a lot of the same kind of drama was happening towards the back end of that's happening right now. Now, if you ask a lot of players, these are things that are kind of part of a family, things that they talk about in accountability to each other. Once they start to leak out to the media, on social media or whatever, that's when it starts to become a little out of their control. And, in the DFW market, you guys understand, Philadelphia market as well, that creates the cycle of news and the drama continues and it just keeps on going. So we had a little bit more of that today. And really what will fix all of that is just for them to get on the same page. This is an offense that is under first-time offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo, and there was a two-game stretch before the bye week where they figured it on the run and in the pass. But there are schematic reasons for why this offense is not doing well, and there is a bunch of alpha personalities on this offense that whenever it doesn't work out, they voice their frustrations, and they have to work that out together. So in some ways, it's very visible. In some ways, it's business as usual, and they're still 8-2 and had won the Super Bowl last year, and they've learned how to operate this way for a while, so it's interesting to point that out.
So did losing Kellen Moore set him back?
Losing somebody that had been an offensive coordinator in several places and, had a lot of what he was doing last year. I thought what was interesting what Kellen Moore did was he deviated from a lot of his tendencies. The way that they leaned into a conservative run-oriented attack on the back end spoke to how he was able to understand what he had across the personnel group and figuring out the answer schematically to do that. Now, Kevin Petullo has been in that system. He was there last year. He's been with Nick Sirianni ever since they were together with the Colts, but he's never called plays before. So just to compare him to Kellen Moore is somewhat unfair, but you look at that and it's true. So the real question dates back to even around the Super Bowl where it was pretty expected that Kevin Petullo was going to be the next play caller. They had gone deep into playoffs, eliminating some candidates that might have gone elsewhere. And the question was, well, why would you go to a first-time coordinator? In 2023, that's what happened, and the offensive schematics went tumbling down towards the end, and that could spell prophecy for whenever it happens again. We're starting to see a little bit of that right now. But in 23, the defense was so bad that they could not overcome it. Right now, the defense is amazing. So that's erasing a lot of it right now.
So is the prevailing sentiment like, wow, this is so amazing, we've gotten this figured out after maybe looking vulnerable for the first 6 weeks of the season, they have a massive winning formula, or is the more of the public discussion around, you know, this thing's going to fall apart because it did in 2023?
Well, the question is whether they figure this out. Schematically, this is my opinion, and to the people I've talked about and watched on tape and watched in these games, the passing game has been part of the problem, and so has the running game. Part of what you're seeing is Jalen Hurts is seeing the most zone coverage in his career. This is an offense where you have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, two plus wide receivers that any team would envy. They've built a system over the since Sirianni was hired that pursued matchups, that meant pursuing man coverage. There were ways that they were able to dictate that over the last couple of years, and this year they haven't been able to do that so much. So you look at the numbers, and I use EPA because I like the efficiency per snap, and you look at man coverage, Jalen Hurts is ninth in EPA per dropback. In zone coverage, he ranks 26th. So there are a lot of reasons for that. One, part of it is the really just the comfortability it looks like in Jalen Hurts and his ability to pursue matchups in that zone coverage. It's also when you look at some of the routes. Last week, Devontae Smith had a couple of drops. You start watching A.J. Brown. Some of the times, he's not getting quite the separation there. You can go deeper and look at how Kevin Petullo earlier on in the season, what were the route concepts and what did that look like? There was some banality in that. So the idea is whether they can figure this out. That's a week-to-week thing. And right now, the answer is right now, no. So is that against the Cowboys? Is that later on? I think one of the things you have to point out, too, is they played some really great defenses in the Detroit Lions. In the pass rushing scheme, Green Bay Packers, y'all realize what Micah Parsons can do. They were very concerned about what he would do on third and long. You know, it was apparent in that. And I think they're very talented and able to do that. The question is how they also get the run game, which is an entirely other question, if you want to talk more about that.
Yeah, it's Brooks Cabina joining us here from the Athletic, Eagles beat writer, as we're live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. My apologies if I said something else. Maybe Grapevine might have been on my mind.
Yeah. It's G's. You know, it's the G's that'll get us. But Brooks, you mentioned the running game there. Well, is Barkley not at the height of his powers? Is it the offensive line? I mean, what is also the health status of this line heading into Sunday?
Yeah, I start with the health of this offensive line. That's been a problem throughout this year. Cam Jurgens, their starting center, was a Pro Bowler in his first time replacing Jason Kelce last year. I mean, he was integral to their success last year. And then during the playoffs, he was dealing with the back injury that he played through and gutted through the Super Bowl. Had surgery in the offseason, missed some time, and he's still dealing with ailments. He had a knee injury. He's limited today with a concussion that he suffered on Sunday. Brett Toth, a backup at center, he played guard sometimes when Landon Dickerson was hurt. There are setbacks when that happens. Lane Johnson, he's been out, and it's pretty pronounced what the Eagles are able to do without him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Since 2016, the record is starkly different without that all-pro in the lineup. So you look at the way that the run schemes are then used. That's why I think the Dallas Cowboys game is super interesting, because the interior has been a problem. And this is a defense that reshaped itself by bringing in Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, and I find that uniquely equipped to what some of the problems that they're having offensively. Now, they've tried to use a lot of different things in attacking the edge, whether that's pitches or sweeps or even the screen game a little bit, but they have not figured out the inside run. And I don't think that is Saquon Barkley dropping in his talent. I mean, in the preseason and training camp, he was doing amazing things on the sideline and in warmups. I see him daily. I do not think he has lost anything in terms of his athleticism. I really do think that it's the opportunities that they have, the schemes that they're choosing, and sometimes it's the wrong one.
Brooks Cabina here, Eagles beat writer for The Athletic, with you here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, so on the other side, what is the Eagles' weakness? If the Cowboys are going to have success offensively, what does that look like?
Yeah, it's that defensive line. On the Cowboys side, leveraging that defensive line, particularly on the interior, if Cam Jurgens indeed does not play, and I mean he's limited today, but that doesn't guarantee he'll play, they'll have a mismatch on the interior. And also on the edge, the Eagles have not been very good blocking with their tight ends. They've tried to use some of their depth with their fullback packages, but that's been an issue, even in the tush-push and in the short yardage. That is not something that they have been able to hang their hat on. So in those scenarios where that used to be a plus for the Eagles, now when you're looking at how the Cowboys have reshaped themselves defensively, that is a target that I would expect them to try and exploit. So defensively for the Eagles, it's hard to look at that and see where exactly does this where's the vulnerability. I'm writing a story right now about Jalen Phillips, the trade deadline acquisition for them. I have never seen a player with so much immediate impact. He has been amazing.
Yeah.
And their secondary has started to figure things out. Adoree Jackson was a target as a CB2 that was precarious as the season began, but he has picked it up. Vic Fangio, longtime defensive coordinator, has called him a survivor, this cheap contract veteran that wasn't very good at the start of the season, who was injured and benched and came back, and he had a hell of a game on Sunday. So if the Cowboys figure it out, then that would be surprising to me, and everybody else would try to copy that the rest of the year.
Brooks, you kind of feel like, though, this is a team of a little bit, I know, and they're a Super Bowl champion, but a little bit of a team of destiny with the way that they've kind of won some of these games with all the things that have gone on the field, off the field.
What's interesting is at the center of it is Nick Sirianni, and whenever I got here, covering him through the immediate collapse that I covered in 23, the city that was calling for his firing, the offseason in which he gave up play calling and all that, he's uniquely in this position of, that's kind of like a baseball manager, someone that he's still very involved in the schematics. I don't want to, and I'm not trying to denigrate either sport, but it's the way I can explain this, that you have these personalities throughout the locker room that you're starting to see, whether it's on social media or in the interviews that you're seeing, and behind the scenes Sirianni's the one that's supposed to hold this all together, and that they continue to win and continue to find ways to win whenever they're down or whenever things start to flare up. One of the things that I've noticed, despite all of the things that people might be seeing nationally, there's really not much on the field that I've seen turn into a problem. There are some plays you might point out and be like, oh, looks like A.J. Brown led up there. I mean, he gets locked up on a third down throw. You could go either way with that. But really, when I look at the entirety of the team, they're showing up to work on game day. And I think that speaks to what Sirianni's done in terms of how he's organized the team culture. And he's the winningest coach for the Eagles in terms of their win percentage over the history, and I think that speaks a lot to what he's done.
With how they intend to defend George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, I mean, we've got Brian Broaddus, our Super Bowl winning scout here, and he talked how week one it was Quinyon Mitchell on Pickens. Do you expect the same, or how do you think that Dick Fangio will go in executing one here to defend the Cowboys wide receivers?
I would expect what works before might they try again, but also the factor here, probably a name not many people know, they traded for Michael Carter II from the Jets, who used to be the highest paid nickel in the league last year, and he slowly made his way into the lineup last week, only on fourth down situations, but he's the guy that could go in and really helped him out in the slot. Now, he's been playing and practicing at nickel and safety. Why I mention him is because the secondary where you might lean on Quinyon Mitchell to travel a bunch, you now have acquired another person who may make it you don't have to do that so much. And we haven't seen that so much yet, and mostly it's him integrating into the system. I've talked to him several times in the locker room, and it's been gradual. And Cooper DeJean has been complimentary of him, and he says he's getting there. But that, I think, unless Vic Fangio is ready to expand his usage, and he doesn't do that unless he feels completely convicted to do that, then I would expect Quinyon Mitchell to have a lot more responsibility on Sunday. You know, Dory Jackson has been stable in some plays, but even with flipping the fields as they've done the last couple of weeks, he has been giving up some explosive passes, gave up a 40-yard touchdown on Sunday. So if that happens again, then I would expect him to maybe use Michael Carter a little bit more, or at least adapt how they do things in the secondary.
Is there a healthy fear for these Cowboys still?
What's that?
Is there a healthy fear in the city on the roster for these Cowboys, or could the Eagles overlook the 4-5-1 Dallas squad?
I think this team, and you mentioned it with the drama earlier, there is just a lot of focus on themselves. And I mean that both in a positive and a negative sense. I don't think that I was talking to Jalen Phillips yesterday about it was his first time playing against the Cowboys. I mean, they all realize it's a rivalry. You know, they're going to carry on that way in their private lives and how they talk with fans. The fear, I'm not sure I'd describe it as fear. I think they're very confident in what they do, and they don't really speak it in those terms. But, you know, it's an interesting Cowboys defense along that interior, and I'm curious about this. And they've been playing better as of late.
Eagles suck. Eagles suck. Eagles suck. Eagles suck. Eagles suck.
Thanks, Brooks.
Anytime.
There he goes, Brooks Cabina for the Athletic. Eagles beat writer here in the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. We are live in Cowboys country, Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie, and we're coming back with the Cowboys tight end, Jake Ferguson, maybe in a record-breaking season. And he'll join us next right here on 105 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.